Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew Coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Election 2025 now in the books.
Yes.
In the books. We got a whole rundown for you, just to let you know, we really want to hear what you guys have to say about what happened. Now, there were a lot of local elections.
Yep.
There were statewide elections as well. And of course, we had the ones that happened, you know, New York City, you had Virginia, you had New Jersey, a whole bunch of other races. The question about the whole congressional redistricting in California.
Right.
I mean, if you were to look at the night to come up with the takeaway from what had happened, it's hard to say that it was anything but a big win for Democrats in many, many places. Now, was it a rebuke of Donald Trump and what's going on in the world today? Is it a sign of the discontent that people have with the way the economy is? That is one of the biggest things that people have talked about in the exit polling when they were asked, you know, the issues that most concern you.
It was so consistent across the board for the Democratic Party. It would be hard to say, well, I mean, it's clear they still like everything that President Trump is doing.
Mm-hmm.
But it was just so consistent. There was no real were there any.
Look, they were even talking about what happened in Luzerne County nationally.
Yeah.
Because in Luzerne County, if you didn't hear this last night, there was a change with Democrats regaining control of Luzerne County Council.
Right.
And we've heard so much about how Luzerne County was becoming more red. And look, it is more red.
Clearly,
than it was.
Yeah,
it has.
Yeah.
Been. The question is, did it become more red because of Donald Trump? And if Donald Trump isn't on the ballot, do people stay home? That's one question.
Right.
The other is, who is more motivated to come out to the polls? That's the other question. So it was a shift in Luzerne County politics. Democrats successfully flipped 4 seats on county council. So that will secure them a 7-4 majority when the new members take office in January. So this would be the first time Democrats hold the majority on the 11-member council since 2019. Also in Luzerne County, it seems that the folks, the citizenry, not interested in the whole home rule charter, you know, being redone. That was, it seemed to be a pretty healthy majority of people said no, not interested in, you know, going from 11 to 9 seats. So yeah, they overwhelmingly have rejected the home rule charter being revised. And this was something that was established almost 15 years ago. So they're not going to change things. People were like, nah, I don't know if they just didn't know enough about it, because there were still people yesterday because, you know, we get these text messages from you folks and they're on all day and I see them. And people were still going, what does this mean? What else is there other than the whole going from 11 to 9 council members? All right. So in other local news, of course, in Scranton, Mayor Paige Cognetti has secured re-election. And look, I think she did it in a pretty robust fashion, being that she has said she is going to run in another election. That's a tough thing to tell voters. Plus, she was up against Republican Trish Bynum and also a very popular independent Jean Barrett. So she did end up, I believe, getting somewhere around 57% of the vote. So she will be the mayor, and she says she is running to go up against Rob Bresnahan in the 8th Congressional District.
Yeah, I don't know what that says about her. I don't know what it says about everybody, because she's essentially going, I'm not a lame duck mayor. I'm potentially out of here. And that's interesting that people were just like, well, yeah, we're good with it anyway. I guess they like something there. I think they run really strong campaigns. I've seen it covering it earlier in when she first went in, and they just consistently done really well on election night. Like, very few wobbles, very few mistakes.
Yeah. And so she will be running. This is not just a cakewalk for her.
No.
Going into this congressional race, from what we understand, there may be some other Democrats. I know the name Marty Flynn keeps coming up as being a possible challenger. That will be a challenge. And I think it's good to have a challenge and have a primary process, find the best person. But I do think I think anybody would be able to. Many people are already in one position in county government or local government, whatever it may be, and run for another position. I mean, it's a hard thing to sell to people.
Right.
Before the election, it is, I have to say, it is a little odd, but, you know, it was an easy victory for Paige Cognetti. So she will be back as the mayor of Scranton and possibly, you know, make it through the primary and also be up in that other congressional race as well. Big local race, Lackawanna County Commissioner special election. Tom Welby, the Democrat, has won. I don't think that's a shock to anybody. He's a popular guy, well-known, well-liked guy. I'm happy because I think that he is someone who will work with everybody. You know, he's the type of guy. He's a gentleman, and I think he cares about working together. So I do believe this is a good thing. We will see. But
I think one of his things he came out and said, he was open to the idea of pausing the reassessment, which was at that point, before, if he hadn't, it would have just been Chet Murley going, yeah, I want to stop this thing. So the fact that he took that, like, let's see if we can do something about it was
very... Well, that's all anybody can do.
Right. But by saying that and not being, because Capellini, he was, you know, he's out there going, we have to keep it going. Yeah. So the fact that he did that, I think really helped him.
Helped who?
Welby.
Well,
he could have fallen in line with, you know, gone and been like, yeah, we're just going to move forward. That's what the judges said.
Well, I mean, it's a legal question. They may not be able to stop anything. But so it's one of those things that may make some people feel better. Again, I think we get caught up on all these people who are, you know, I don't want to have to pay more. How about the people who are paying more that are tired of having to pay more?
You made that point yesterday. It's a really valid point, and it's one that people in, you know, the perspective of people who are like, oh, I'm about to pay a lot more, we have trouble seeing. Mm-hmm. But it's a real point of view. Sure.
They can try. We'll see if it makes a difference. I mean, in the end, it's going to happen. It's been 60 years. No one can think that this is a rushed process.
They've tried to say that.
60 years.
We're going too fast. No.
I'm hoping they'll all work together. I would like to see them work together.
Yeah.
Tom Welby, Bill Gaughan, and Chris Shermack. Now, the question is, Tom Welby getting in there, who is the majority commissioner? Now, I know that Brenda Sacco right now was voted as such. If she is out, as would seem most likely, unless some miraculous something happens, is it still Shermack and Welby? Because here's what I think. Look, voters voted for Bill Gaughan, a Democrat.
Yeah.
Voters voted for Chris Shermack. I'm not disputing that. But now voters also voted for another Democrat. So shouldn't the two Democrats work together? Now, I hope that, Chris Shermack can, too. I just don't want this to be another dysfunctional thing where they, you know, and I don't believe it will be. I hope that they'll work together. It will be interesting to see who aligns with whom. Is it going to be Welby with Gaughan? Or is it going to be some other alliance like Welby and, well, we know it's not going to be Gaughan and Shermack. At least I don't think it will be.
And does Sacco leave without any sort of noise?
Yeah, we shall see. So that's what happened in that race as well. And if you're looking for your specific local municipal elections, if you go to WILKNewsRadio.com, we do have a link. I'm going to put it up on our Facebook page as well. And that link under the local news segment has the links that we have that go to every county site where the election results have been posted. So we have Lackawanna, Luzerne, Wyoming, Susquehanna, Wayne, Monroe, and Columbia counties all listed there. So you can go in. Sometimes it's a little 200 and some pages to get through. Usually they're in alphabetical order by like township and such. But we do have that breakdown for you and you can check it out for yourself. Statewide, the retention of the Supreme Court justices, they were retained. This is a very, very difficult uphill climb for someone to unretain someone. If someone doesn't get retained many times, it's because of some kind of a character or legal issue or some kind of a problem. I'm thinking Justice, I think it was Russell Nigro who had some issues years back and that he was not retained. The Peter Paul Olszewski was not retained when he was a county judge and that had to do with the whole situation with the kids for cash hanging out with one of them, I think Conahan, right? So outside of that, it's really hard to have a no vote on a retention, but a whole heck of a lot of money went into that race by those who wanted a no vote. So those three Democrat judges on the Supreme Court will be there for quite some time now, again, another 10 years. I don't think anybody would argue with the fact that this was a huge day for Democrats across the board. I did see online last night a number of national political reporters making reference to even what happened in Luzerne County, folks. Luzerne County, which has had many visits from national media since the rise of Donald Trump about how this is a blue collar county that was once a Democrat county becoming more Republican. And it is a more Republican one. The problem is, if Donald Trump is not on the ballot, do people go out to the polls? Secondly, when people see what Donald Trump is doing in America, does that motivate the Democrats and independents and maybe some disaffected Republicans to come out as well? Because I think people are hurting. I think it's clear in the polling that, again, just as they did when Joe Biden and, you know, Kamala Harris then taking that position in running against Donald Trump, the people's personal financial hardships are the most important thing. When you tell people, you know, that it seems like you don't care about taking care of the number one thing you said you would work on, the economy, right? I'll bring prices down on day one. And here we are 11 months later and people are struggling. We've got healthcare costs for many that are going up exponentially. So I think that you can see that in the election results across the country. Let's talk a little bit about the results in New Jersey and Virginia. The women have taken control. I'm looking at the front of the Drudge Report, you know, talking about the big wins for the women that were at the top of the tickets there. Abigail Spanberger, former Democratic rep, becoming Virginia's first female governor. And she won that race, it looks like right now, by, let's see.
A lot.
15 percentage points. 15.
That's pretty significant.
The attorney general race is pretty amazing to me as well. You have Jay Jones, the Democrat, who has won over Jason Mieres by, in this case, 7 percentage points. And this was obviously, if you follow politics there, a really wild thing that would have thrown anybody else off a ticket or just not get elected. Jay Jones, with the resurfaced violent text messages that were sent back in 2022. So even people in the exit polling who thought what he had in those text messages were disqualifying, a number of them still voted for him. And look, there were a lot of screeching from Republicans about how could you elect this person with what they've done? And look, here's the thing. We are living at a time where many of the people complaining about that support the guy at the top,
right,
who you could go down a list of just really terrible things that he has said. And this is the danger when you support or allow that kind of behavior on a large scale and look the other way. And then you try to turn it around and say to the other side, I'm not supporting what this guy had said. But we're at a time where people go, wait a minute, what are you lecturing me for about my vote? When you're voting for XYZ.
Well, I think the landscape of when is a resignation required? When someone screws up like that, that should have been disqualifying, but now it's not. Why?
Because lowered the bar so much, and then they want to pontificate to someone else when they themselves should look in the mirror.
I heard one, it was a guy who was on that campaign. He was a Republican guy from a Republican campaign manager from Virginia. And he was just like, how could people vote for them? And they said, well, what does it say if he beats your candidate?
Right.
And he had no answer.
I mean,
how bad is it when someone
would look the other way to that?
Yeah.
Because what's the other option?
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. Now, I don't know if you've heard, but Mint's premium wireless is $15 a month. But I'd like to offer one other perk. We have no stores. That means no small talk.
Crazy weather we're having.
No, it's not. It's just weather. It is an introvert's dream. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3-month plan. $15 per month equivalent required. New customer offer first 3 months only. Then full price plan options available. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
Democrats making big wins, not just here locally and across the state, but also in other states and in New York City. But Democrat socialist, right?
Yeah.
Zoran Mamdani, the winner in New York City. Did you know that voter turnout was the highest in half a century in that race? I'm looking at a report that says the number of voters casting ballots in the three-way race for mayor between Mamdani, Cuomo, and Sliwa broke records with more than 2 million people voting. By comparison, 1.1 million ballots were cast in the entire 2021 election won by Eric Adams. And the last election to see such numbers was in 1969. It's crazy. Just wild. Anyway, Zoran Mamdani, the winner in New York City. He was fired up when he spoke last night.
New York will remain a city of immigrants, a city built by immigrants, powered by immigrants. And as of tonight, led by an immigrant.
There you go. He made mention at the beginning, like he hoped that that was the last time he'd have to say the name Andrew Cuomo. So it wasn't one of those gracious, you know, kind of things. It got ugly, obviously, that whole race. This was an uphill climb from a guy who had very little name recognition when he first started to run, you know, before that primary. He really had to go out there and make himself known to the people in New York City.
Shaking hands, kissing babies, charisma, telling people things that they didn't even think were possible and telling them they are, whether or not they are is real.
Well, that's where the rubber meets the road, right?
Right.
What can you do? Can you make good on your promises? And as we're seeing Donald Trump and Republicans, part of what I think we saw last night was this whole, what about us? People want to know, what are you doing for us? It seems like a lot is being done for wealthy people. A lot is being done for Donald Trump, his family, the money that they're making, his sons, the watches, the grift. And then you have the palace and the ballroom and the redoing of the bathroom while people are just trying to survive. So Zoran Mamdani was able to tap into, I think, a lot of the same anger and desire for change that Donald Trump did for others. And he's going to have to deliver. He did have a comment, though, last night for Donald Trump, who has had a lot to say about Zoran Mamdani.
So, Donald Trump, since I know you're watching, I have four words for you. Turn the volume up.
Turn the volume up. Pay attention.
Is that what you think he meant? I feel like it's more like, you know, because people say, you know, let's turn the volume down a little bit. Let's turn the, because I just don't want, I don't like people going in and manhandling and taking people off the streets. I don't like, I don't want military going into cities. I don't like that heavy-handed way of governing or whatever you want to call it. But I also don't feel comfortable, and I don't like the idea of someone being like, bring it on. That's how I took that. Bring it on, because then it could get very hostile.
And
I don't want that for our country.
I understand that you don't. And I think that one of the things Democrats, and you're not a Democrat, you're independent. One of the things that Democrats are very critical about with their own party is they're too nice.
Yeah, they're pushovers.
They're pushovers. They're too nice. You need to be able to respond, not over the top, but with the same amount of energy. And I think that's why Gavin Newsom has done so well with what he has done. What does turn the volume up mean? He's making sure you hear what I am about to say so there can be no confusion. That's what I'm reading. When I look this up, I go, all right, Google, tell me. Basically, he's saying, listen to what I have to say. I'm being very clear about it.
It's interesting just hearing that as a soundbite. It sounds very like, bring it on.
Mm-hmm.
But what you're saying is like, hey, I know you're watching, buddy. I know you're probably older. Turn it up. Listen to my words, which that little soundbite doesn't really convey that message.
Sure.
Interesting.
But I think that the fight is what Democrats want to see. Democrats want to see that energy to say, not just fight against, but have the policies in place to actually help people. For far too long, it was lip service. And people are struggling. People are struggling today. I'll tell you who needs to take heed right now as to what happened last night. Congressman Ron Bresnahan. You got the kiss of I don't know what from Donald Trump the other day. Of course, he was endorsing Ron Bresnahan.
Strangely
but
early.
Any one of these Republicans in districts that are close that could go either way, that are more purple. Every one of them is on notice. People are pissed off and they want change. So you're either going to be a change agent and help, or you're going to be a doormat and let Donald Trump do what he wants. And you're not going to be able to run on that. You can't run on, I did nothing but allow him to do whatever he wanted. All three of the Pennsylvania Supreme Court justices who sought re-election get another term. That ensures Democratic jurists will keep their majority on the presidential battleground state's highest court, one at the center of pivotal fights over voting rights, redistricting, and elections. There was a lot of money poured into this race. But look, Justices Donahue, Dougherty, and Wecht all won new terms. All three running in what is called a retention election. Re-electing them extends the Democratic majority, currently 5-2, on a court that's been at the center of some real big fights over voting rights, redistricting, and elections. It'd be interesting. Tomorrow, we'll have Governor Josh Shapiro on.
Oh, he's coming on?
Yeah, he's coming on the show tomorrow. We'll talk about the elections. We'll talk about, you know, moving forward, his thoughts on what happened on Election Day. In Luzerne County, a major shift in politics as Democrats were able to successfully flip four seats on the county council. So they will secure a 7-4 majority when the new members take office in January. It's the first time they will hold the majority on the 11-member council since 2019. So
I remember having conversations with some of these guys going like, yeah, the Democrats aren't taking advantage of local elections. And locally, they seem to really embrace the fact that we can win these local elections and make a big difference. And they did. And it seems like that finally was cut off.
The ones who look to be victorious, Denise Williams, the most votes overall. She had a previous role chairing the county election board. There's Stephen Coslett, retired corrections officer from Luzerne County's prison. Chris Bellis works as a data analyst, and Dawn Simmons, U.S. Air Force veteran and also a real estate agent. So those were the winners, and that changes power there on that council. Yeah. By the way, the Home Rule Charter changes were voted down, so they'll stick with the 11 members. Democrat Mark Buffalino won the race for the newly created judgeship on the Luzerne County Court of Common Pleas. Yeah. A longtime area attorney. He won over his opponent, Republican Tom Mosca. He got 53% of the vote. So that's the winner there. And as I mentioned, the Home Rule Charter overhaul was rejected. It was pretty decisive as well. So there were a couple of things outside of just the size of council. It also would allow council to change requirements for service on the Independent Election Board and the Ethics Commission. It would have prohibited officials continued that, like the DA and controller, but it would have reset the clock for a current incumbent. So there were a lot of little things. I think a lot of people were just confused, to be honest. Like, OK, what? Why change? Like, did they see anything so egregious that they felt
people are savvy.
It had to change?
People are savvy enough to go, I feel like there's something I'm missing here.
Right. Unless it's something that stands out.
Sure.
We do have up on our website, you can check out the election results in your county if you want to find out about your local school board or your, borough and all that stuff. If you go to the local news page at WILKNewsRadio.com, we have the links to the county results as well. Just to restate, Scranton Mayor Paige Cognetti secures a re-election victory and still planning to run in the primary coming up in the 8th Congressional District. Tom Welby wins the Lackawanna County Commissioner special election as well. Tim McGinley won for controller in Luzerne County. Forgot to mention that. Democrat Tim McGinley, the winner there as well. So, look, a lot of Democrat victories, not just here in our backyard, but across the state as well. They're talking about Bucks County, Pennsylvania, at one time ground zero for conservative takeover of school boards and anti-LGBTQ policies in 2021. Back then in Central Bucks and Pembridge districts, Dems flipped both boards back in 2023. But last night they ousted all the Republicans from both school boards. So it seems as though it was a very, very heavy Dem win in many ways across the state and also in other states as well. Donald Trump said the Democrats won because he wasn't on the ballot. This person says, oh, he most certainly was. And
very well written. I like that text.
Another one. Feels great. Message sent to these Republicans. Finally, this will certainly get their attention. Do you think? Will there be a change? Are they reading the tea leaves? Do they care?
Well, they have 1 year now, or less than a year, to kind of straighten things out and match expectations of what the voters wanted when they put him back in office.
Right.
Because I don't think it's there now.
Yeah. But look, this shutdown, I hope they can come to some agreement, but they're going to have to come up with something on the healthcare front, because you cannot ask the American people to pay double or more for healthcare. You can't. People will not continue and be satisfied in a world where they're told, oh, you can get health insurance if you can afford it. So hopefully they'll do some kind of vote. Supposedly Senate Dems and Republicans are behind closed doors, and there may be some kind of a vote to extend this, Obamacare, subsidies for another year. Both sides need to come together to work on this, because you're either going to have to fix it or you're going to have to change it. And changing it to a universal health care, I think, is the next option. People will demand that. You will get more Mamdanis as people are struggling. That is just the way it's going to be.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5.
I know where I'm going to bet from now on.
Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Whatever happens today, take it on with a fresh cup of True Brew coffee. Now only $1 with True Rewards. True North Store's True Brew Coffee is a hot, flavorful gourmet blend created from coffee beans from around the world. As a free True Rewards member, pick the size that is perfect for you and pay only $1. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Did you know your credit card points and miles can lose value to inflation? Credit card companies often reduce the redemption value of your points and miles. Now, imagine a credit card with rewards that can grow in value. With the Gemini credit card, you can earn Bitcoin or one of over 50 other cryptos instantly with no annual fee. Every swipe at the store or gas pump earns you instant rewards deposited straight to your account. Plus, sign up now for a $200 Bitcoin bonus to kickstart your rewards. Visit Gemini.com/card today. Check out the link in the description for more information on rates and fees. Again, if you're looking to invest in Bitcoin but don't know where to start, the Gemini credit card makes it easy.
The Gemini credit card is issued by WebBank. In order to qualify for the $200 crypto intro bonus, you must spend $3,000 in your first 90 days. Terms apply. Some exclusions apply to instant rewards in which rewards are deposited when the transaction posts. This content is not investment advice, and trading crypto involves risk. For more details on rates, fees, and other cost information, see rates and fees. The Gemini credit card may not be used to make gambling-related purchases.